And if something's very, is not at all difficult to find, something isn't difficult to find at all, you might say, oh, you can find that
anywhere.
Yeah. And if a boy fell this way, you'd say he fell
face forward.
And if he fell the other way, he
fell backward.
All right. And someone asks you about an apple, about apples, you know, and says, are there any apples left? And you say, no. The apples are
gone.
All right. Would you say not a one, narrow one, or nary a one, any
narrow,
other?
Yeah, narrow is my favorite.
Narrow one, huh? Would it be nary one, is that?
Nary one left.
All right. If someone broke a rake of yours, let's say, a rake or an old rake or an old spade, a shovel or something, you might say, oh, that's all right, I didn't like it.
You talking about breaking a tool?
Yeah, it breaks an old tool of yours, and you say, oh, that's okay, that's all right, I didn't like it.
I don't know what I
Well, something like, I didn't like it anyway, I didn't like it anyhow, or I didn't like it no way.
No way is what you need.
Well, whichever one you use is what I want. Say, did he give you any? You'd say, no, he didn't give me.
He didn't give me any, whatever it is.
Okay. And if a little boy is spoiled, when he grows up, you might say, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. He'll have his trouble. Something like is not, apt is not, or probably.
Well, when he's being spoiled, I call him a spoiled brat, and I don't speculate on his future.
Okay. How about what we call trenches cut by a plow?
And what?
Trenches cut by a plow. What do you dig with a plow?
Strangers.
The trenches, or what do you call those things that a plow digs? A plow. When you're plowing, you're digging, or you're making.
You mean plowing the furrows?
Yeah. To get the land ready to plant by getting rid of trees and bushes, you say we had to what the land?
We had to clear.
Yeah. Is there any other words you'd use for that?
No.
All right. And say we raised a big what of cotton that year. We raised a big.
A big what?
A big what of cotton. Had a good year. You say we raised a very big.
We raised a good crop of cotton.
All right. And did you have a term for a second cutting of clover or grass?
That's aftermath, yeah.
Okay. Did you ever have three crops in a year?
Hmm?
Did you ever have three crops in a season?
No.
Just
I never
two,
had
huh?
That.
All right. Now, when you're tying up hay, this is also for wheat, but I don't suppose you raise any wheat. But you tie things up into you tie hay up into
a bundle.
Yeah. Now, would you have smaller bundles that you smaller collections that you tie up before you made a bundle?
Oh, now here you're getting away at home. A man had a scythe, and he would cut some oats and wheat, and you'd fall behind, that's my job, and you'd pick up an armful and you'd tie it into a bundle, and 12 of those bundles would make a shock.
I see, 12 bundles would make a shock.
12 bundles made a shock.
Okay, and you never use the expression sheaf, though, or?
Huh?
You never use sheaf or sheaves in that?
Sheaves?
Yeah.
No, that's proper, but sheaves is.
Yeah. But you'd tie up 12 little bundles
and
made a shock with 12 bundles. All right, if you had one bushel of corn and you added 39 more, you'd have 40